Action. We are excited about a new program starting on August 1st, 2025, called... Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is the Dad Up Radio Show. It is Thursday. And if it is Thursday, it is...
Emotional Wellness
Development Day, or Emotional Wellness Day for Dad. So let me give you a quick overview of where we're coming from. Every day of the week, if this is your first time listening, we have a particular tire, like tire in a car, that we focus on. This program exists to empower fathers and father figures to become better spies. Spies stands for spiritual, physical, intellectual, / mental health, and emotional and social spies. So on Mondays, we look at dads and father figures' spiritual health. On Tuesdays, we look at their physical well-being. On Wednesdays, we look at the intellectual / the mental health. And on Thursdays, we talk about the emotional wellness of men. And then on Fridays, social life and how that impacts their fatherhoods. But today, we're continuing a conversation that we started last week. And oh my goodness, what a ride it was. So for those who didn't hear, you can always go back on the website of this wonderful radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, and you can look at the date and see on demand and listen to any program that you have missed. If you wish to reach out to me directly, you can call 561-229-2379. That's 561-229-2379. And we will forward you any recording that you have missed if you just give us an idea, if you can't remember the date, what we talked about. But today we are continuing a conversation that we started last time. We have Mike in the house, and we spoke to his dad last week on the air. We're going to be calling him up again, and he will be joining us. But before we dive into that, let me just welcome the brothers who are in the house, the dads who are in the house. Bill, welcome.
Thank you. Guys, listen, it's time to dad up. Yes. Get on board. We are moving, and we want to hear from you, and we want your interaction.
And Charles.
Amen. Dad up. There's room on the ship.
Yes,
there's always room for more, so come join us.
All right. And Mike, again, thank you for joining us.
It's always an honor and a pleasure and a blessing.
So last time you put yourself out there, and for that we want to say thank you, and also to your dad. A little bit of background story here, listening audience. Mike is an amazing dad, and I'm not just saying him sit here because I know him, and because he has voted for my jokes a couple times.
I don't remember that. But, all right. That's a dad's memory right there. Right.
But he is dad to two wonderful children. But he did not have a connection with his dad when he was growing up. What age were you when you met your dad?
40.
You were 40. And last Father's Day, it just June gone here, was the first time you spent Father's Day with him.
Yeah, it was.
We had a conversation with Mike's dad. He called in from Chicago, and we spoke, and it was an amazing conversation, but we ran out of time, and he's joining us again. Let's see if he is on the line. You know technology. Let's get this. His name is Joe. Joe, are you on the line? Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, you told me to put it.
All right. Well, unlike your son, you follow good instructions. I told you to mute and you're on mute. Well, all right. It's time to unmute now. Listen, You're back on air. I want to thank you so much for the time that you spent with us last time and your willingness to share your story. Where we finished last time was where we were talking to Mike, your son, about questions he had that were not answered, and some of them might still be unanswered. But let's just go back a little bit and talk about you. Where you are right now, it's a completely different space from where you were several years ago. What happened? What made you decide, you know what, Joe, this is enough. Enough is enough. You made a turnaround. What was it, or who was it, that triggered something in you? Joe, well, yes.
I've been in and out of treatments from my job. And I've been fired from that job 3 times. And finally, I just admitted that I went to the superintendent and admitted that I had a problem. And they were willing to put me in treatment again and to keep my job. And...
Hold on. Let's get to it. It's the same job, the same employer that you were fired from 3 times, or the third employer who decided to give you...
No, same employer.
Oh, wow.
Good union.
You know what? If you don't mind, honestly, another conversation, I'd like to talk to somebody like that. Because, again, it's not often that we have employers doing such a thing. And, Joe, just before you continue, one of the amazing things that I love about our sponsor for today, which is Nazanolin Pest Control Company, is that they have decided to do something unique that I hope will catch on. The president, the CEO, the owner of this company, conversation I had with him, and in addition to underwriting this program, he decided for the fathers and father figures who work with his company, he will give time for them to attend their children's school for SAC meeting and PTA and count it as part of their 40 hours. That, to me, is revolutionary. That's awesome. Can you imagine if every employer takes on fatherhood for more than just something that they do on the third Sunday of June each year? So, Joe, I am so grateful to hear that your employer did that. So that was what happened. You spoke with them, told them what was going on. They didn't just kick you to the curb. They supported your going into recovery. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
How long was that for? Well, actually, that's almost a silly question, because recovery isn't something you do one day and it's finished. It's an ongoing thing. You need to stay on it.
Right.
All right. So with that happening and your head clear, you said last time the fog was sort of gone, you decided to live life on life's terms and deal with the issues rather than drinking or drugging them away, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in addition to making connection with Mike, your son, were there other areas that you decided, I know your spiritual life has changed because you are a new man now when it comes on to your spiritual walk. Do you want to say a little bit more about that before we get to your father-son connection here?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Your spiritual life, your awareness of your creator, God, and your relationship with him. Do you wish to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'll tell you what, first of all, God's amazing. I mean,
yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Everything happens in his time and not mine, and I learned that, and patience. And I also, one thing I got to say is that when I came into this recovery program, hopefully for the last time, I walked in the rooms hating my father. I mean, for all those years, I hated my dad. What I learned in recovery is how to forgive and to realize that that was his best. He couldn't do no more. That was just the best he could do. And when I was out there, I couldn't do no more either. And that was my best until I got sober.
So just for the benefit of the listening audience who didn't hear you last week, you, I don't want to say met, but the last time you saw your dad was, you were 9 and he was in a coffin. But from your knowledge of what happened, he was a drug or alcohol user, and that impacted how he fathered you.
Yeah, my mom left, and she changed our names and everything. Well, she changed my name, and so he could never find us.
That's interesting, because when, oh man, guys, I'm going to get you. When you did make that call to, no, before you made the call to Mike, who is sitting here in the studio with us, the person who first reached out to you said, do you know a Mike, and called his last name, and you didn't recognize the last name, because apparently it was like deja vu. Your wife, Mike's mom, changed his name, apparently.
I guess I really don't know that part.
Yeah. Sorry.
She never used my last name. She always used, it was her last name.
Okay. I don't know where to go.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
I have so many questions.
Wow. I mean, when just listening to this, I mean, let me see if I can just, in a very humble way, try to piece this together, because I see God's hand all over this thing. And the first thing that comes to my mind is Joe's employer. That's he made that first step that cleared. They gave him the opportunity, and then Joe going into recovery and then finding the key of forgiveness, because you know forgiveness is what breaks chains.
Yes.
And those were those chains that were on him. And then you know just. Just three, you know, is that, you know, and that was, I think I'm going to branch off to a question now, because, Joe, there are many men that may not have the same ingredients in the stew, but they're in a stew similar to yours. And I would waste the time if I didn't ask, what advice would you give to other men that are right here where they want to reach out to their son? They're pursuing a relationship with them, but in their mind, they have these barriers that maybe Satan has put in their mind. And I'll break that, because that's the one thing Satan loves to do more than anything, that he, above murder, above destruction, he loves to break up the family. Mm-hmm. And God's plan was never to break up a father-child relationship, because nor a mother-child relationship, but we're going to focus on the father-child relationship, because there's too much importance there. But somehow that got severed. So let's just jump to that question. And what advice could you give to other fathers that are sitting here right now saying they're happy for you, but they're looking to take something forward?
Mm.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't give any advice, but I would give a suggestion.
Right.
It's much easier to take. Because when you give advice, people just don't want to hear it. It's like pointing a finger, putting a finger in someone's chest and say, this is what you have to do. But if you just give them a suggestion, they might listen, they might take it, and they might not. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's only what I could do. I worked hard at this, and I'm still, every day I still work. I still do 5 meetings a week in recovery. And I normally don't say this, but I've been sober 39 years.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
39 years. Oh, wow.
And it's still a learning process. I don't know everything. And every day I learn something new. You know, this was, when Mike told me about this, it was a very big surprise. But what I would suggest is not to give up on yourself and your child, because a lot of times, you know, parents have something to do with it. Now, my mother, what I said before, but she was a prayer warrior.
Mm.
And she always asked, she said, just believe in God, pray to God, he's going to help you out. And that stuff, when I was using, I didn't want to hear. But the thing is I never gave up on life itself. And it was a long process, and it's still a growing process. And I'll keep learning for the rest of my life. My graduation from sobriety will be if I die sober.
Wow. I have to piggyback now. So, again, I love it. From now on, I'm just going to give ask your suggestion, not your advice. So thank you for that. Now, I have to do the same thing to Mike. Mike, now what suggestion would you give to another child that was right there at that same moment seeking out? How can you help him remove some of those barriers to connect with his father?
You have to understand there's links in the chain. You are going to extend that chain to another generation. And do you really want to have that bind your child that you're going to have in the future? My suggestion is to open your heart and really let God in there and kind of renovate and make way for the opportunity to mend, to heal, and to really just hopefully build a bridge that has been missing.
Joe, you can sleep well tonight. God has given you a wise young man as your son.
Yes.
He has returned very a wise so. Young man to your for you. So God bless you. And
yeah.
That's it. Go ahead, Seamus. It's yours now, buddy.
Don't say that's it because you have another one. Charles, I want to come to you and then go to Mac, because Joe said something about needing to forgive his dad, even though he was only 9 years old. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to Mike about, was there in a time when he felt, I need to forgive this man, even before he met him. But let me hear your thoughts.
Well, as far as forgiveness, I've led Sunday school in my church several times, and the topic of forgiveness has come up. And one of the things that I remember a bishop telling me, Bishop George Smith, is forgiveness can block God's blessings flowing to every area of your unforgiveness.
I was going to say yes.
Unforgiveness can block God's blessings from flowing to every area of your life. So we don't realize how much impact unforgiveness will have once you forgive someone. And again, it's not for that person, it's for yourself, because you have to forgive yourself. And the fact that Joe was able to forgive himself, he's acknowledged what his part was in it, but he was able to forgive himself, and that opened the door, opened the window for blessings to start flowing in.
Mike, forgiveness or unforgiveness, mm-hmm. was there any time of those 40 years before you connected or reconnected with your dad when you felt those pangs of unforgiveness?
So I'm gonna kind of rip through some timeline here. I had a great best friend growing up, and I still do. We need to mend our relationships ourselves, but his dad was my dad. So I saw my dad in him, or what I imagined it. Fast forward, I was at a concert, and there was a song playing, and my buddy turned to me, and he's like, he saw I was getting emotional because it was about a father-son relationship, and he's like, oh, he chimed in jokingly that, you know, I'll be your dad. I almost laid him out. My buddy.
Okay.
I almost laid him out because he had no idea what kind of baggage I was carrying. I realized that in life you walk around wanting to receive blessings, but you have to have open hands. But if you walk around in anger, you have a clenched fist. It's impossible to receive blessings if you're angry all the time.
Yes.
So I made a decision unknowingly to not be angry, because I never was angry, because I didn't know what. I was always I was too busy trying to fill a void, right? So if I'm busy filling a void, I don't have time to be angry. And that's kind of where I was at. You know, a big thing for me was when I was talking to my father, that he said, I'm going to speak at a meeting and I want you to listen.
Just like how you're speaking now and he's listening.
Yeah. And he talked about how we connected, how I have my wife, and he's like, now I have two beautiful grandchildren. And I'm on the phone, and I'm like, I'm always seem to be in the parking lot when these things happen, but and I just like break down because it was like it validated, you know, what was filling in my heart, and I gave all that glory to God.
Amen.
One of the things that I love about Scripture is how it doesn't just tell us about who God is, but what we can and should be. We all know the story of when God, the Heavenly Father, said, "This." Oh, well, there was a thundering, all right. "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Now, Jesus had not yet, as far as we know, performed one miracle. No water into wine, no walking on water. He did not perform anything spectacular. No bringing home A's, no touchdown. He was being affirmed for who he was, rather than for what he did. And your dad wasn't talking at that meeting about my son being on the radio and famous. He wasn't talking about my son. He was affirming the sonship and the fatherhood. And that made you feel, he's not proud of me for what I did so much as who I am.
Yeah.
That, again, is mind-blowing. Oh, man.
Was it like all those years that you had the void just suddenly fell away?
You know when you when you're baptized and you come out of the water? That's how I felt.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Where I was going to just say. I mean, just we could sit in that for a second is that, you know, now you're at the other side of this. And I think that there's work to be done. I think you're a testimony for those who are still searching for that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God, you know, if you want to know your ministry, you've got it. It's your life is your ministry and the things that you've gone through. So you represent a very, like I said, a very brave, I call you a young man, a very brave young man who took action and you received a blessing and God blessed you and he blessed your father and now go forth and, connect others.
And I just want to say now, he is a crucial part in my kids' lives. You know, breaking that chain, that cycle has just been like phenomenal. Like to see the joy that they have when Pop comes. He's been here every year, at least once a year, to come and visit and stay with us for a week or two.
You think he might just end up here in Florida? Joe, we're talking about you here then, that you might just come to Florida and live. But anyhow, question for you, Joe. By the way, any, what are your thoughts right now as we speak? What is going through your mind, Joe?
Well, what's going through my mind right now is that I have an amazing son.
Yes, you do.
And I'm very proud of him.
Yes, you do.
Amen.
And I tell him that, and the children that talk to me now is that I love them all the same, regardless whether I see them or not. And, you know, the way that Mike turned his life around is like, it's amazing. And this is a good thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I'm very happy. And he's involved in the church, and I listen to, he'll have it on, YouTube or whatever you call it.
Yeah, whatever we call it, I know.
Insta chat.
he's a tech guy, man. Listen, Joe, we are almost out of time. Listen, the next time you visit Florida, we want to bring you in the studio live. But thank you so very much for your time, and not just for your time, but for the brave move you made to get your life back on track and to reestablish the connection between your son and yourself. Mike, I want to give you the final word here before we close out this session.
If there's anyone out there that needs to fill a void, make sure you're filling it with God first, because it can lead you down a dark and lonely road searching endlessly for something that you'll never find. I want to thank my dad for calling the first time. I want to thank my dad for praying for me when he didn't even know me. I love you, Pop. And I'm just truly humbled and grateful that I have the opportunity to call you my dad, and that you're here. Thank you.
I'm just going to go back to what you said. I mean, Matthew 3:17. This is my beloved son, who I'm well pleased. I heard that. Those weren't the words that Joe spoke, but that's what I heard.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
If you would like to be part of this growing movement called the Dad Up Movement, we're looking for 1,000 fathers and father figures to join us. Join us and support us with your prayers, with your hours, with your dollars. May I say thanks again to Nuzzle Nolan Lawn Care and Pest Control Company for sponsoring us. You too can be part of this by sponsoring us by calling 561-229-2379, 561-229-2379, or dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. You can reach Nuzzle Nolan if you need pest control or lawn care company, service rather, 561-823-2173. Gentlemen, I am so grateful. Joe, thank you for being part of this program this morning. Have a great time, and we'll catch up with you another time.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome. Gentlemen, thanks. Mike, thank you. This is definitely emotional day.
Yes.
We want to encourage our dads out there who might need to connect with their children. Or a dad who might, what did I say? Yeah, children who might want to connect with their dads, or dads who will want to might want to connect with their children.
Never give up.
Yeah, may I make a special appeal here to moms? That's one of the reasons we have this program called, not this one, but another program called Mom Sense. This is when we appeal to moms to open the gate, because very often moms are gatekeepers. And in my situation, rightly or wrongly so, cut the cord literally and figuratively between children and dad. Yeah, we have 30 seconds left. So may I appeal to you, moms, for the child's sake, allow dad in, regardless of whether or not you still want to be with dad. This program exists to encourage fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, or maintain the connection between themselves and their children, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. We are so grateful that you joined us this morning. Please call us. Please email us. Please continue to listen. And one final word.
Dad up. Dad get up. On, get on board.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379.